You are listening to County National Bank on the radio, making a difference in Lenawee.
Welcome back to the CNB Community Corner. I'm Steve Kuiper, your friendly neighborhood branch manager. In our show today, we're going to jump right into. We have a lot of really important things to talk about. Often things that we bring to you are things that you can kind of make some financial plans for. This is something where we're talking about your financial protection. And so to help us understand kind of some of those risks and those actions, those steps that you can take to help protect yourself, I've invited Amber Kohler. Amber, welcome to the show today.
Thanks for having me, Steve. I appreciate the gracious invite.
All I've told the folks is what your name is. Why don't you take a minute, tell us who you are, what you do for the bank, how you got here, just a brief introduction of what you do.
My name is Amber Kohler. I have been with County National Bank for almost 25 years. I have been with the bank for almost 25 years. I actually started as a part-time employee while I was attending college, and just things kind of evolved over the years. I've always worked in the back operational types of the bank. So anywhere from back in the day when customers used to actually get their checks and their statements, they used to have to sort through the checks and count and make sure that all the checks were there. Advancing through the years between basic mailroom operations, through proof operations, customer service, data processing, and into more of the more elite of the products and services today of the core operations of the bank.
Amber, you get to see the backside of things. And one of the things that we've had so many meetings about, as a bank and ongoing training for our tellers and things like that, people trust us. They trust those back office operations. They trust those frontline teller conversations, those transactions, how they're processed and all that. Really, what I wanted to talk to you about today is the topic of scams. So we have been seeing a marked increase in scams. Can you give me just a rundown? Let's just do kind of an overview from a personal perspective, and later we'll get to a business perspective. But from an individual, personal, consumer perspective, just give us kind of a list. What are some of the scams that we've been seeing?
So that's a great topic, because it is a really hot topic right now, not just within our community, but within multiple communities within, the financial institutions. And we're seeing, this day and age, everybody, I think, is kind of looking for maybe a quick buck or maybe trying to make a little extra cash. And it's one of those things that you really have to be mindful of is, who's approaching you, the information that you're sharing, your finances in general. A lot of things we're seeing right now, it used to be we would see more, I would call it more of elder abuse, where maybe some of our older community was getting, defrauded. Maybe, they think in their Social Security or their Medicare or Medicaid type benefits, things of that nature. But I think more in general now what we're seeing is the younger generation. So you have high school kids, college kids. A lot of people are doing a lot of work online. And so they're thinking, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to answer this ad that I've seen on Facebook or on Google. Say they'll make you an extra $300, $400, $500. But what it ends up being is a lot of these are scams. And so they're asking for your credentials. They're asking for your banking information, your name and your Social Security numbers. So it's really important that customers in general just do their due diligence and really stop and think about, who are you interacting with online? And is it a reputable source? Is it somebody trusted within the community? So it's just one of those things to always try to be mindful of. And it's your finances. So if you are taking advantage of a scam and the fraudster, perhaps gives you $500 and they tell you on how to make that deposit and then maybe go buy some gift cards with that, you're going to be the one that's really out that money. These fraudsters will tell you anything that you want to hear, basically, to get what they want. But you are truly the victim in this case. And it'll be your finances on the line as a result of that. So it's one of those really scary moments in society right now where everybody feels they're so trusting. But yet, are they really that trusting and with the information that you're providing them?
It can be very easy sometimes, depending on the situation, to be manipulated into giving away some of that personal information. But what we're really talking about, two-handed approach to this. So at the branch level, we're going to do our best. If you bring us a transaction, we're going to look at that transaction. We take that trust that you've given us. We take that seriously. We have the responsibility. Is this check that you're bringing to us? Is this account that you're wanting to open? What are the circumstances surrounding it? So yeah, we're going to ask some personal questions. And sometimes people aren't as comfortable answering those. Well, it's my finances. It's none of your business. Well, it is our business, because our business is trust. Our business is protecting you. So we've seen things. So you've just mentioned a lot of ways that people have given out, you know, some information. So you're talking about employment scam, romance scams. Somebody sends you, you know, a check in the mail and Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace, you know, one of those things. What are some others that we're seeing?
Steve, I'm asking you, hey, you know, I'm on vacation right now, Steve. I lost my wallet. Can you loan me $500 really quick? I need to get home. And it's really not the person that you feel that you're talking to. And so we see a lot of those types of scams too, that, you know, you're just trying to help out your friend, you know, you think you're talking to your friend and, you know, unfortunately, you know, that text message or that email has been hacked and you've just given away money and it wasn't to the person you intended to give it to. And a lot of those fast types of transactions, your Cash Apps, your Zelles, there's no going back on those. Basically handing $500 to the person on the street walking by you on the sidewalk, you're not going to get that money back, unfortunately.
We can talk about, there's all of these different types and styles and ways that people are trying to steal money. What are some red flags that they're going to kind of see, you know, across the board, no matter what type of scam it is? Let's start there.
There's always an urgency in a scam. Somebody's coming to you and they're saying, I need this right away. You know, you need to help me out, or you need to deposit this check right away. Usually the urgencies are the ones that you have to be careful of. One of the best ways that you can protect yourself is just slow down. You know, there's nothing that's important that you need to fork out any type of funds to, whether you feel it's a possible employment opportunity, a friend, a relative. You know, just take a step back, evaluate the situation, evaluate how are you being communicated with. Is it via an email? Is it via a text message? Most of the fraudsters, they're not picking up the phone these days and calling you. And so that's another great benefit. You know, if you feel it, maybe it's your cousin, maybe it's your brother, your best friend who's approaching you, pick up the phone and call them. Don't call from maybe the email communication that you're getting, but call from the trusted number in which you feel that that's how you're going to be able to reach out to that person the best. We see a lot of these scams, they usually stem from like out of the country, depending on, you know, how many times you've maybe seen an email that maybe didn't stem within the United States. Lots of people speak of kind regards, or they use different types of, I guess, closings in their communications that maybe you wouldn't necessarily see as often, I would think. You know, it's a different tone in the emails. It's a different structure to the emails that we see. A lot of times our customers do provide us with those communications and we'll kind of analyze it. You'll see some grammar spellings a lot of times. You know, they're just blasting out email communications, trying to get the next victim to fall for a scam. So they're not as careful, you know, picking up on basic communication, feeling in the mood of how you're being communicated with is a lot of it.
Another thought came to mind. You had mentioned it earlier, gift cards.
So gift cards, it's non-trackable in a sense. If you think about it, you can go into a store, your Walgreens, your big box marketplace, and they have racks and racks of gift cards. They want you to buy these gift cards, open them up, activate them, take a picture of the front and back, and send it to them, because then they have all the information they need.
You know, we see people coming in sometimes in tears that they've been taken advantage of. And is there recourse?
We always try our best to, you know, track down these individuals. We do get the FBI involved. We get our local, you know, law enforcement involved and everything.
Unfortunately, our time is at an end. We didn't get the chance to talk about the businesses. So, Amber, we're going to have you on for another show so that we can talk about the business side of scams. We're just going to encourage our folks, again, be very, very careful. And, you know, part of this agreement, part of this expectation of trust here on the front end side, if you have a question about something, please come and ask. I have so many young people who have come to me and said, you know what, I got this check in the mail. I'm not really sure about it. What do you think? And we'll take a look at it together. We'll kind of break it down. 99% of the time, it's a scam.
And that's the great thing about a local community bank is we are here for you. We are in the same community as you. We go to the same stores, same churches, same schools. You know, we're here to protect you and your family. You work hard for your money. You know, we will give you our best judgment and help protect you and your family.
Amber, thank you so much for being on. We're going to close up today. My name is Steve Kuiper. Sound engineer is Brad Taphouse. And our special guest for this show and coming up again in our next show has been Amber Kohler. Amber, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Serving Lenawee and Hudson, Adrian, and Tecumseh, County National Bank is banking that stays in the community.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.